Summer is gone. The leaves are turning brown. Summer is gone. The grass has left the ground.
Summer is gone. It's the first day of fall. I'm KPLU's Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. Cliff, I'm wearing sandals today. It's so weird. It feels like summer in some other part of the country.
Well, one thing any Northwest resident knows is you can't trust the calendar to decide the weather here. Our seasons are really out of phase with the normal, you know, spring and summer type situation.
What's going on?
To start with, we have amazingly humid air over us right now. It feels like the East Coast out. It's sticky, it's wet, and the humidity keeps the temperature up at night because the humidity, the water vapor, actually absorbs and re-emits some of the infrared radiation emitted by the surface, and that keeps us warm. It acts like a blanket.
What's brought us this weird humid weather?
Well, we have what's called an atmospheric river. We've had a relatively strong jet stream that's continuous into the subtropics. So what we're doing is we are tapping warm, moist air, basically from the tropics and subtropics, and this atmospheric river is directing it up into our area. Now, most of the action's been going into British Columbia, and there's places there that have gotten torrential rain the last few days.
Is it going to last?
Well, it's not going to last. Today is going to be pretty warm here in the inland areas. You know, we'll be getting into the mid-70s, but it is raining on the coast. Tomorrow, we'll have another day like this. That moisture is not pushing into us very quickly. And so tomorrow will be plenty of sun, warm temperatures, but the whole thing changes on Sunday. On Sunday, a trough comes in, the jet stream moves in, and we start getting into the real active weather systems. And so we're going to see 60s, we're going to see substantial rain, and we will actually see wind late in the day on Sunday as a low center moves up the coast. We should actually see winds picking up, not only on the coast, but here in the interior. So it's all going to change, and it actually looks like next week is not going to be that great. We'll have periods of rain, some wind, and lots of clouds.
Now, when the next storm does arrive, I understand we're going to get a better warning because of a new radar that's going in on the coast.
That's right. 2 days ago, a major revolution in Northwest weather prediction occurred, and that is the new coastal radar. The Langley Hill radar, not too far from Hoquiam, went operational. And it's extraordinary. For the first time, we can see offshore. See, up to now, the radars we had in the Northwest were in Kamano Island and Portland, and their beams were blocked by the coastal mountains. And also, they were pretty far from the coast. So we were blind. We couldn't see the details of weather systems approaching. Now we have this Langley Hill radar that looks way offshore. And in fact, we can see 2 to 250 miles offshore to see the details of the weather systems that are approaching.
Explain a little bit why the radar is important. I mean, I guess most of us think of the satellite pictures as showing the weather. So what is the radar going to show us that we haven't known?
Well, I can give you a medical analogy. If you go to the doctor, you want to know what's going on. You know, the doctor can look at you at the outside, right, and look at your skin and look at your color and touch you and things like that and get an idea of what's going on. But to really know what's going on, you need to know what's going on inside. That's why we have CAT scans and MRIs. Well, the radar is the meteorological CAT scan. It allows us to see the three-dimensional details of weather systems. Not only how much rain there is, you can see winds, and the radars that are just coming online, including our new radar, has something called dual polarization, which allows us to tell even what type of precipitation is out there. So it gives us tremendous detail, the incoming system, much better than satellite.
I've looked at pictures. It's a giant white ball on a tower that looks like it's at least 50 feet tall, right?
It's about 100 feet tall, and it's on top of a hill that's about 300 feet high.
The big difference will be when we get a storm.
If our weather forecast models were perfect, well, we wouldn't need the radar, right? But the truth is, sometimes these forecast models are wrong. Low centers are approaching the coast, and we don't know where it is. But with the radar, we will know every low center that approaches our coast. We will know exactly where it is and where it's going. The other thing is rain on the mountains. We have the wettest situation in the country with the heavy precipitation on the Olympic Mountains and the mountains of Southwest Washington. We couldn't really tell how much was falling there. But now these radars will be able to see that. So December 2007, big storm, and the Chehalis flooded. bad forecasts, that's going to change.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric science at the University of Washington. You can learn more about Doppler radar and see some pictures Cliff's posted at his blog at our website, kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.